Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. An hour left in the show. Now, as you know, Jack is out on paternity leave this week. So our producer does the top five at five. Today, it is Fran. So, going to give him a shot again. Here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Cookie Rojas.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. So what I have for you today.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
So if you weren't listening to the show yesterday, Ike, we have a bit of a situation here. If you weren't listening to the show yesterday, we have an AI program here where we can feed in like all the information we have about a person, the audio, blah, 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 and they can create an AI version of the person. And we did that with Jack, and we got Honest Jack. Now, Honest Jack thinks on its own, is sentient, and the reason I'm saying Honest Jack is that we kept doing it, but this AI program doesn't know how to lie. So Honest Jack is Jack. It's exactly like Jack, the same personality, except he's totally honest. And he's back for some reason now. Honest Jack, yes, I didn't expect you back so soon.
I cannot tell a lie, Spike and Ike. I'm a little disappointed I'm not going to be part of the show when regular Jack comes back. Since I have to be honest, regular Jack is now liar Jack. Why would you rather have a dishonest Jack than an honest Jack? So since this most special boy won't get a chance to come back, I figured I'd do the top five at five today and show you how it's done.
Wait a minute. You're going to do the top five at five? What about Fran? He's supposed to do it.
This is one thing that Liar Jack and Honest Jack can agree on. Nobody needs that nose picker doing the top five at five.
Well, I agree with that. Fair enough.
Nose picker.
Fair enough. So what do you have for us?
Well, Spike, as you know, I must be truthful with you, no matter how hard I try. So I'm going to give you the top five things that regular Liar Jack never tells you. The top five most honest things from Honest Jack.
Wow. The top five most honest things. We were going to learn something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this sounds interesting.
Number five. You know when I eat a bunch of Brussels sprouts and broccoli and light up the producer studio with my own gas? That horrible smelling odor? I actually love it. I love the smell. I love the sweet, sweet smell of Honest Jack metabolizing vegetables. To you, it smells rotten, but to me, and I simply must be honest here, it smells like roses. Sweet special boy. Jack roses. Yum, yum. I could eat it. In fact...
No. That's disgusting. All right. That's disgusting. Let's move on.
Okay, number four on the things that Liar Jack never told you. Spike, you're a no talent. I appreciate you hiring me and promoting me and, quite honestly, teaching me everything I know. But nepotism only gets you so far. I have to be honest with you. I'm the true talent on the show. Honest Jack, the number one boy. Your dad got you this job. And just give it time. I'll take you down, you slimeball.
Wow. That's rough. Honest Jack.
That's pretty rough, man.
I'm disappointed in that. I thought we had a great relationship.
This is getting a little too honest.
Ikey boy over there, don't you laugh. I love you. But if we're being honest... And I have to be. I know no other way. Ike, you'd be maybe better as a special teams player on this show instead of a starter. You're used to that. I don't mean anything bad by that. I just have to be honest. And honestly, I'd rather have Trotter.
Oh! Wow. Wow. Okay. I was Jack taking shots. All right, what's number three?
I knew I wouldn't escape.
I cannot tell a lie. I say I'm hurting for money, but I'm not. I'm independently wealthy.
What the hell? That's definitely a shock. How'd you make your money?
I've been selling my seed for years. The world needs more Jack. My parents stopped at one because they know I'm a perfect, special little boy. But I know the world would be better with more Jacks. So I went to one of those places that will pay you for it, and I've been filling up those little cups for years
wow.
now. At wow. 50 bucks a pop, it adds up. Anyway, the good news is that I've now got millions, and the world has millions of Jacks.
Wow.
Win, win, honestly.
I thought that's what he said originally, that he was
selling his seed.
Selling his seed. That's what I thought he had said. Yeah, that definitely confirmed it.
Yeah. Honest Jack, that is disturbing. What's number two?
I know we all said we wanted Juan Soto, but number two here is that I never actually wanted Juan Soto.
That is a shock. Why not?
It's not that. Since I have to be truthful and cannot tell a lie, it's just that I want Bryce's star to shine as bright as possible, and he can't with players like Juan Soto in the way being more productive, younger, more famous, and popular. Bryce is the true star of the Phillies and will always be. He should be able to get all of his friends on the Phillies if he wants. Bryce is my special boy and gets everything he wants.
Wow.
That way, I can be happy as I sit in the Bryce room of our house and watch the games.
Wait, you sit in what? In the Bryce room?
Yes. You guys didn't know this, but all four of us are sleeping in one room so I can keep my room in the house as the Bryce room. Covered in posters, Bryce-scented oils, Bryce sheets, everything. So me, Jilly, Walker, and Sutton all live in the same bedroom. Bryce needs his space.
Wow. All four of them living in the same bedroom. So
Bryce has a smell.
Bryce scented oils.
Yeah.
Well, this has been pretty stunning. What is number one, Honest Jack?
Number one on the honest things from Honest Jack. You know when Herb said he had a foursome?
Uh-oh.
Well, Honest Jack was there.
Oh.
No, I wasn't participating.
Oh.
But I figured I could learn some things from Herb. So I watched with a pen and paper, taking notes. And I was even the caddy for all of them. And far! Look at this. We have Sutton. My driver's never been better. Thanks, Herb. Too bad you morons get Liar Jack back next week. Honest Jack, out.
Wow. So it was actually a golf foursome with her.
You like that one.
Yeah.
I like that last one. That was nice.
Wow. Well, Honest Jack is not only honest, he seems mean and actually sort of creepy.
Oh, that I was going to say it's brutal honesty.
Yes. Liking the smell of his own farts is awful.
Yes.
And selling his seed is not something I expected.
Man,
either.
Did not expect him to be selling his seed.
Yeah. Fran, is what you had for the top five any better than what Honest Jack had?
I don't think so. I think that was probably better content.
Wow. Well, I guess that's the end of Honest Jack, because we get regular Jack back next week.
Wow.
So artificial intelligence got us through this week.
That was pretty good.
Where do you rank Jack and Honest Jack as one and two? Because remember, he wants Trotter over you as well.
Don't think I forgot that. Yeah, I talked to Honest Jack about that one.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You know what?
What?
As much as I have enjoyed Honest Jack, and I really have enjoyed Honest Jack.
Yep.
I can't, there's something, you know, Jack's like a little brother.
Yes.
So I got to be able, I need somebody to pick on.
Yes. And he has that charm.
Yeah.
You know, Honest Jack might be a little too cocky.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I don't know if I can live with Honest Jack much longer.
Yeah.
Man. Yes.
Especially him telling me my dad got me the job. No talent. All right.
Yeah, Honest Jack was just, those all his deep feelings and
yes.
all those things that are hidden inside.
Well, it must be. You can't tell a lie. This hour brought to you by Guided Door & Window. Take advantage of Guided Door & Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up, Justin? I was wondering where we're going to hear from you this week.
Man, these daggone phone lines been busier than the one-legged man ice-kicking contest. I can't get through. And then when I do get through, it's too late to get me in. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes, I guess.
Well, you got in early-ish today for you, so here you are.
Yeah. So here we are. Here we are.
Yep.
So going back to yesterday, because, I mean, yesterday was basically about me. Yes. Let her rip, Tater Chip.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Oh, you mean you agree with it?
Yes,
okay.
Don't hold nothing back. Go out, win the game, blow their doors off, beat them like you're mad at them, beat them like they stole something. Mm-hmm. You know, we ain't worried about the daggone Packers. We done beat them once. Jordan Love's nicked up. Christian Watson's out. We're going to run the ball. We're going to throw the ball like Herb says. We're going to blitz, baby, blitz, and all that. We're going to beat them. I'm telling you, it's going to be a two-score game before it's over. I believe it will be kind of tight and close in the first half because Jalen is coming off like a three-week, you know, rest stretch, you know, with the concussion and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But in the second half is when we're going to pull away because that's when Saquon's at his best. That's when Saquon really just puts the pedal to the metal. I think his second yard rushing stats, didn't he outgain several teams with just his second yard rushing for this season?
Yeah, I mean second half rushing.
Yeah, second half. I'm sorry, second half of games.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
Like, another thing, like, Spike was talking about yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I can't remember. It's all running again. But, like, I think we're, what'd you say, 18 points per game, something like that, at 20,
yep.
Was it 28 points a game?
Us? No.
Okay.
Well, we finished 27.1. With the Jalen games, it was 26.5.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was going back and looking at, obviously, 2017 and 2022. We were top three in scoring both those years.
Yeah.
I think we were second one year and third the other.
Yep.
But we were also top five rushing, top five defense. We're the number one rushing team in the NFL. We're the number one defense in the NFL. That's what's going to win this year. It is. I mean, I don't care if Jalen throws 400 yards a game in the playoffs or Saquon breaks the postseason rushing record. I just want to win the daggum Super Bowl again. I want to feel it one more time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It was so awesome. All those years of getting so close and not getting it. And then, you know, after Carson got hurt, I mean, y'all could ask my wife. I was doom and gloom. The world was coming to an end. I thought it was all over. And we won. But I want to go out and just beat the brakes off Green Bay tomorrow. I mean, just like I said, beat them like they stole something, beat them like you're mad at them, and then on to the next. Take it one game at a time and just beat the hell out of them. I hate the Packers. I'm sick of the Packers. I got some friends that are Packers fans, and I told them, you know, take your cheese and shove it. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. Like I said, I've tried Kyle all week, and everything's kind of running together, and I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm going to get off here. Congrats, Jack. I ain't got to talk to you. But anyway, Fran and Buzz have also done a heck of a job filling in this week. They have. I want to give those boys some props. Mm-hmm. They've done a heck of a job. But anyway, love you, boys. Eagles, 33. Packers 20. Love y'all, man.
Wow, there it is.
All right, Justin.
Another 33-20.
So 13-point win.
He mentioned number one defense that was top five in 2017, top five in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think this defense is better than the 2022 defense. The 2017 defense, which defense? I mean, 2017 defense, more established talent for sure,
mm-hmm.
like established veteran talent, more,
yeah.
And especially numbers from a sack standpoint, all mm-hmm. that. Which defense?
Well, so was 22.
Oh, right.
22
yes.
Was even more.
22
yeah.
from a sack standpoint. Yeah. Which defense would you rank them, the 24, 22, and 2017 defense?
So this is a weird sort of ranking because if you're just going based off their seasons, saying how would I rank them based on the seasons they had that year and how I view them, that's different than how I would rank them based on the level of talent. Moving forward, you know, that sort of thing.
Eye test, all, yeah, like actually yeah. watching the defense, yeah.
So, I'll go with, I thought 2022's defense has been a little more smothering with the turnovers and the sacks.
Mm, yep.
This defense is more sound.
It's like a stable defense.
Yes. It's not as flashy,
yep.
but it's very sound. They don't give up big plays. And you feel more secure with this defense because I think this defense has faced better competition than we did in 2022. The 17 defense would be my third-ranked defense.
Really?
And here's why. I loved their front. They were like 8 to 10 deep with the defensive line. Remember, they were like playing 40 snaps a game. Everybody averaged 40 or less snaps a game. They were just so deep along that defensive line. The linebackers and 17 were solid. These linebackers are better. You know, Bradham and Kendricks.
Yep.
You know, and before Kendricks, it was Jordan Hicks.
Bradham had a good year.
He did have a good year that year. It was nowhere near the level of Zach Bond.
Zach Bond this year.
You know what I mean? So, like, Zach Bond, what he's done to be first-team All-Pro. Is Jeremiah the last first-team All-Pro linebacker we had?
I mean, I can't think of one in between.
Not even close, right? To be All-Pro. So that's the level that Zach Bond has played this year. Our secondary... I loved Malcolm Jenkins, and Rodney McLeod was solid. Our corners, I never had full confidence in Jalen Mills and Ron Darby.
Right.
Like, I just didn't have that level of confidence.
They both felt like extra cornerbacks, the third cornerback.
Right, they shouldn't be the starting guys out there, but they did what they did. So I would go, from an impressive standpoint, and dominating season, I would give 22.
Really?
The edge.
Yeah.
This team, I can't even think of what year this is. It's the 2014 team.
2014, 25. Yeah, it's 25 now, but 2014. Yeah,
I think this is the better overall defense with the highest ceiling. Plus, 2017 was older.
Yes, they were.
Right?
More vets on that
team. More vets on that team. This defense has the highest ceiling. They're just scratching the surface. And they finished ranked higher than either of the other two defenses.
Also,
they finished ranked number one.
Also, fair to mention the 2017 defense got torched in the Super Bowl.
That's why I can't have them.
Yes.
Yeah, at the top. But very good defenses, though. I'll give 22 the edge because of the record numbers they put up. But the level of competition they faced, they should have put up those numbers. It's close with them and this defense. This defense... I feel more confident with this defense going up against anybody.
I think part of that, too, is Fangio.
Yes.
That's part of the confidence.
Yeah.
And, like, you go into it thinking, this guy's going to have that figured out. He's not going to let this defense get torched. Like, you just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coach Lamont in Southwest Philly. Coach Lamont, you're on WIP.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Commissioner Reese.
What's up, Coach?
How you been, man?
I've been okay.
And Mr. Winwood himself, Spike Reese.
Ah, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, I think you're born in Winwood since you're talking about geography. And yes, as far as honest AI, Orson Welles was right. Don't let these machines hit the future. I don't worry about the machine. I don't worry about no machine. I work in school with these children. That's why I'm still coaching. Line it up. That's all I can say. You know, Commissioner, line it up. Go out there. You played the game. You know. Line it up.
Line up.
We got to go out there as a coach. I'll say this. Line it up. We're solid. And if we go into the rank, only reason, like you said, you see the solidness of the 22 with the numbers. Yes, look at the competition they played. The 17, the reason, if they want to say something about them being number one, because they won a Super Bowl. You can't top that.
Right.
Even though.
We didn't look good in that Super Bowl.
And I always tell people, we got Vince Lombardi here in his body in the trophy case. No other body can say that when it comes to winning championships. So they may talk about, the 60 team will talk, but when you coach, you know the history of the game. So the understanding is this. When they go out there Sunday, regardless of what, if you're injured or you're hurt, the hurt is over. Now, Mr. Hurts is going to go out there and going to win. He's been a proven winner. He's played his games as a child. He's been coached. He likes being coached up. We can go with the rah-rah speech or not. We need that for the locker room. But here, line this thing up. Let's go out and run. I see them winning since we have the number one defense, 30 or not. And with love, heaven,
tonight. You say 30-9?
Did you say 30-9?
Yes, 30-9.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
And with Jordan Love having some tightness in that shoulder and the elbow, the AC joint and everything else, as well as tendonitis, someone throbbing their elbow because of the lack of circulation, that's why you're feeling the numbness. If they ain't getting out between the shoulder, the scapula area, and the clavicle, and anything in there, as long as the blood is sitting there without that oxygen, he's not throwing in that cold. Just like steel, we all know what happens to steel in the winter. It's straight. And so when the heat, it expands. Lack of oxygen and circulation and heat out there with that cold? Oh, yeah. We going 30-9.
30-9. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take that. All right, Coach Lamont.
I love it. I
appreciate the call, man. Now, I know this is the way that we would do it, but the last couple of calls, they've just been like, Justin from Tennessee said it. Packers are nicked up. Like, we're nicked up too. like A.J. Brown hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. Jalen Hurts just came back from a concussion. We're a little nicked up too, you know. Now, Jalen, you would hope, See, I don't even know. The concussion thing versus the elbow thing, which would worry me more, cheering for, you know, one or the other. I think it's probably the concussion thing, but it's close, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, one thing you want to know from a cognizant standpoint is Jalen seeing everything as quickly as he needs to see it.
Right,
right.
Yes.
So it's the speed of the game that I'm more concerned with Jalen being out there and processing stuff and being able to play fast as opposed to being a tick behind. Jordan Love with the elbow, he's practiced all week, so he sort of worked whatever issue out that's there where he didn't have the
numbness.
He couldn't feel his fingers or what have you.
But by the way, sometimes, like when you get hit on a funny bone, it like for me, it doesn't usually last all that long. You feel it. It feels weird and horrible when it happens, but it's not something that, unless there's damage there, that drags on. Mm-hmm. I doubt his hand is still numb from Sunday.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think he was listed as a full participant, in practice. Now, speaking of which, coming up next, we do have the list of who was listed with injuries at Eagles practice today and their participation. So we'll give that to you next. We were thinking about Jalen, of course, AJ, of course, Devontae, N'Kobe Dean, you had asked about earlier. Mm-hmm. So we will get to all of that next. We'll also give our official predictions for the weekend, for the Eagles game and the rest of the games. We're picking all of them, right? We're picking all the games?
Yep.
All right. We're picking all the games. And your final chance to get in before the end of the show, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, but I'm sure you all heard about that. So what's your plan? You going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Now, I'm talking about the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest going on Sunday, February 9th. At Lincoln Financial Field. Now, it's a Super Bowl experience like no other. You'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. You'll also get a chance to meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. You heard me. The Super Bowl only comes around once a year. So what are you going to do? Come on. Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. You got to be in. Tickets are limited. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.